This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in literary fiction, including reviews of the Earphones winner Golden Child by Claire Adam, and Mother Country by Irina Rain, read by Kathleen Gotti. We'll also have an interview with Elizabeth Nolden and a review of her book, The Lost Girls of Paris by Pam Genoff. We also have our editor's picks for the most intriguing audiobook releases for June and July, so we better get right to it. Our first review today is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is Golden Child by Claire Adam. It's an earphones winner, read by Obi Abili. Narrator Obi Abili's soft Caribbean accent beautifully complements this intimate and harrowing story of a family in Trinidad. Peter and Paul are the twin sons of caring Hindu parents, and while Peter is a gifted student, Paul struggles, seeing the world differently from those around him. Clyde, the boy's father, struggles to raise and educate them in the crime-ridden town where they live. The story is told from the point of view of the main characters, and Abili's voice allows him to shift effortlessly among them, from Clyde to a beloved uncle to a priest who teaches the boys in school. A terrible crime befalls the brothers, and Abili lends his talent to convey Clyde's anguish as deciding their fates. Danielle Primo wrote that review of Golden Child by Claire Adam, read by Obi Abili. It's an earphones winner, and it's available from Random House Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Woman Is No Man by Itaf Rum, read by Ariana Delawari, Dahlia Salem, and Susan Nazami, and it's an earphones winner. Three female narrators work together in this Palestinian family epic. Ariana Delawari, Dahlia Salem, and Susan Nazemi provide variations in accent, rhythm, and speed so listeners can distinguish between the main characters. Delawari is the voice of teenage Isra, a daydreaming village girl who leaves behind all she knows in a move to America after an arranged marriage. Listeners are moved by Isra's plight, which grows worse as she tries to meet the unrelenting demands of her mother-in-law in Brooklyn. Salem assumes the hurt, confused voice of Daya, Isra's teenage daughter, who finds herself in the same scenario of arranged marriage several decades later. Nazemi is the older, mature, and dominating Farida. Listeners will become enmeshed in the overlapping ambitions of these fascinating women. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of A Woman Is No Man. It's written by Itaf Rum, read by Ariana Delawari, Dahlia Salem, and Susan Nazami, and it's an earphones winner. It's available from Harper Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Mother Country by Irina Rain, an earphones winner, read by Kathleen Gotti. This audiobook unfolds so quietly, so gently, that its impact lingers long after it ends. Kathleen Gotti narrates the story of Nadia, a Ukrainian woman who is struggling to make her way in the U.S. and to bring her daughter to this country. Her quest is punctuated by flashbacks, deftly negotiated by Gotti, that detail what brought Nadia herself to New York. The audiobook's expanse is engrossing. Gatti's voice is warmly appealing and her investment in the story superb. She creates colorful characters with an energy that pulls the listener in. What especially shines is her skill with accents and vocal shifts. Gatti gives all the characters in this audiobook distinctive voices, accents, and energy. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Mother Country. It's written by Irena Ryan, an Earphones winner read by Kathleen Gatti, available from Brilliance Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Daisy Jones and the Six. It's written by Taylor Jenkins Reid, and it's read by an ensemble full cast, and it's an Earphones winner. This is, to state it plainly, a remarkable audiobook. It recounts the story of a 70s rock band's meteoric rise to fame and mysterious fall from grace. Written as a transcribed oral history, it lends itself naturally to the audio format. Also, it's narrated by a star-studded full cast. Film and TV actors Jennifer Beals, Benjamin Bratt, Judy Greer, and Pablo Schreiber portray the lead roles, and a host of accomplished audiobook narrators portray the supporting cast. The result is a tapestry of memorable characters with electric chemistry and authentic-sounding relationships. It would be possible, if hard-pressed, to choose one or two standout performances. Ultimately, though, the full cast works together in perfect harmony to deliver an unforgettable listening experience. Andy Nelson wrote that review of Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid, read by a full cast. It's an Earphones winner, and it's from Random House Audio for 9 hours unabridged. Our next review is Lost Children Archive. It's written by Valeria Luiselli, and it's read by multi-voiced characters. It's an Earphones winner. Luiselli's naughty metaphysical fictional novel about a family road trip and lost children, which includes images and documents as well as multiple narrators and multiple narratives, does not initially seem to be suited to audio. Smart production decisions and capable narration, however, transform it into a fascinating audiobook that will stay with listeners long after they finish. The protagonist and her husband are audio producers themselves, and the production includes background noises, recordings of different quality, and other elements mentioned in the text. Young actor Kivlagan de Montebello and the author read the book bulk of the novel, and both give subtle and nuanced performances. Without using distinct voices, they clearly capture the members of the family and imbue the novel's big questions with emotional depth. A moving, thought-provoking listen. Emily Calkins wrote that review of Lost Children Archive by Valeria Luiselli, an Earphones winner, read by multi-narrators. It's available from Random House Audio for 11.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Kaddish.com by Nathan Englander, read by Rob Shapiro. It's an Earphones winner. This is the rare and extraordinary audiobook that reaches new heights because of the narrator's flawless performance. Rob Shapiro delivers the material perfectly while enhancing every scene with a style and diversity of tones and emotions that highlight each moment. At its core, the novel focuses on Larry, a formerly observant Orthodox Jew who refuses to say Kaddish, the mourner's prayer, daily for his recently deceased father. Instead, he uses an internet-based alternative to avoid his obligation. As Larry ages, he returns to his religious roots and suffers extraordinary guilt over his decision. The result is an exceptional work by Englander who captures every emotion in dialogue reminiscent of Philip Roth and Saul Bellow. Listeners will want to replay the audiobook to experience every nuance of Englander's prose and Shapiro's exceptional performance. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of Kaddish.com by Nathan Englander. It's an Earphones winner, read by Rob Shapiro. It's available from Random House Audio for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in literary fiction is The Other Americans. It's written by Leila Leilami and is read by a full cast, and it's an Earphones winner. The mosaic of American experience is expertly captured by an ensemble reading of Pulitzer Prize winner Leilami's superb new novel. Moroccan-American Nora is summoned to her family home in the California desert after the hit-and-run death of her beloved father. The tragedy resonates among a circle of people. Nora, her mother and sister, Efren, an illegal Mexican immigrant who witnessed the accident and fears coming forward, Jeremy, a high school friend of Nora's and former Marine suffering from his own losses, and the police detectives investigating the crime. Mojan Marno as Nora and Ozzy Rodriguez as Efrain stand out among this first-rate group of narrators, each capturing the raw emotion of their character. A highly relevant and entertaining listen. Diane Primo wrote that review of The Other Americans by Leila Leilami. It's read by an ensemble cast, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Random House Audio for 10.75 hours of unabridged listening. Let's take a break from our reviews and turn our attention to an interview with Elizabeth Nolden. British-born actress Elizabeth Nolden has been based in L.A. for the last few years. She especially loves the weather and the can-do attitude of the people she's met, and the fact that if she has an idea she'd like to try, she's met with positive reactions. A professional actress and singer, Nolden came to audiobooks quite by accident. I was doing a play in Los Angeles, and a friend who knew I did voiceover work asked if I'd ever done audiobooks. While she had done radio plays and audio drama, she had never done audiobooks, so she introduced herself to people in the audiobook industry and auditioned. My first job was a wonderfully moody book by Rosamund Hodge called Cruel Beauty, a dark reimagining of Beauty and the Beast. The book's Machiavellian story, with all its twists and turns, was an incredible opportunity to dive right into the deep end. Nolden does a great deal of preparation before entering the booth to record, including color-coding different character voices and intonations. She loves working in the studio and appreciates the help of her director and/or engineer. Funny things happen in the booth, she tells us. Whenever I do a character that's sort of smoldering, my left eyebrow shoots up, she laughs. My shoulders may start to shimmy for some reason. She has recorded all of T.E. Kinsey's Lady Hardcastle Mysteries, and Death Around the Bend won her an Earphones Award. She was an Audie Award finalist in 2018 for her work in Brian Staveley's fantasy Skullsworn. From her earliest memory, Nolden always wanted to experience the world of the book. I'm a storyteller at heart. I love the whole experience, not just the plot or the story, but also entering another universe. One of the reasons she loves audiobook storytelling is that she feels it is the most intimate connection that she can have with an audience member. You're right there in their ear, creating the world with your voice, your tone and intonation, your stillness and pauses. I'm trying to create a film for the listener. I want them to feel. I want their heartbeat to increase. It's so delicious to do. Nolden herself was deeply moved when she recorded Mark Burnell's thriller, The Rhythm Section, written a few years before 9/11. It's the story of a horrific airline bombing attack. Now she's looking forward to recording Laura L. Sullivan's M'lady, about M'lady de Winter from the ever-popular classic The Three Musketeers. We're looking forward to hearing more from the vivacious and talented Elizabeth Nolden. That interview was conducted by yours truly, Sandy Henschel. And here's a review of The Lost Girls of Paris by Pam Genoff, read by Candace Thaxton, Elizabeth Nolden, and Henrietta Mier. Three characters, three narrators, masterfully delivered the suspense and emotion of Genoff's riveting story of real human drama during World War II. Genoff's historical novel brings to light a group of heroic women who risked their lives as British OES agents in German-occupied Europe. Using a complex plot featuring many flashbacks, Genoff focuses on three main characters: Marie, narrated by Henrietta Mier, one of 12 young women trained as radio operators and spies, who were dropped into Europe and ultimately disappeared. Eleanor, portrayed by Elizabeth Nolden, who recruited and trained the group, and Grace, narrated by Candace Thaxton, whose discovery of an abandoned suitcase launches the search to discover the fates of those who didn't return. Each narrator provides distinctive accents that provide immediate character identification and guide listeners through scene and speaker changes. Mary O'Brien wrote that review of The Lost Girls of Paris by Pam Genoff. It's read by Candace Thaxton, Elizabeth Nolden, and Henrietta Mier. It's available from Harlequin Audio for 11.75 hours of unabridged listening. We'll keep with our break from our reviews, and we will have our editor's picks of the most intriguing titles for June and July, and we'll return to our audiobooks if we have time. Editor's picks. From author Elizabeth Gilbert, we have City of Girls. Blair Brown narrates Gilbert's novel set in New York's theater world in the 1940s, a story of excess, experimentation, and finding oneself. From James Ellroy, we have This Storm. Ellroy's latest is a work of L.A. noir set in World War II. A dead body turns up during a rainstorm, and the cops on the case are all corrupt, compromised, or worse. It's read by Craig Wasson. From Jean Kwok, Searching for Sylvie Lee. Three narrators deliver this story of a missing daughter and the secrets that are uncovered as her family searches for her. It's read by Angela Lin, Samantha Kwan, and Caroline McLaughlin. From author Lisa Congdon, we have Art, Inc., The Essential Guide for Building Your Career as an Artist. Popular illustrator Congdon shares tips for turning your art into a viable career based on her own experience, and is read by the author. From Roselle Lim, we have Natalie Tan's Book of Luck and Fortune, a novel about food, love, family, and magic set in San Francisco's Chinatown, is read by Catherine Ho. From Kwame Alexander, we have How to Read a Book. This poetic celebration of the joys of reading from the author of The Crossover and Booked is sure to inspire the very youngest listeners and their parents. The reader to be announced. From Naomi Wolf, we have Outrages, Sex, Censorship, and the Criminalization of Love. Wolf's history of how the criminalization of homosexuality changed with the new 1857 law, and the reader is to be announced. From Nnedi Okorafor, we have Broken Places and Outer Spaces, Finding Creativity in the Unexpected. Okorafor, author of the Binti and Akata Witch sci-fi and fantasy series, shares her own stories and the ways in which the challenges in her life were springboards for her creativity. And she reads it herself. From Regina Porter, we have The Travelers. Powerhouse narrators Bonnie Turpin and Dominic Hoffman deliver this saga that spans recent American history and touches on questions of race, family, and love. From Marjan Kamali, we have The Stationery Shop. The lives of a young couple in 1950s Tehran are upended by the Iranian coup d'etat. It's read by Mozan Marno. From Mark Haddon, we have The Porpoise. A contemporary drama collides with the worlds of myth and legend and the work of Shakespeare in this new novel from the author of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. It's read by Tim McInerney. From Denise Mina, we have Conviction. A woman loves listening to true crime podcasts until she recognizes one of the victims as someone from her own past. It's read by Kathleen McCarran. From Linda Holmes, we have Evie Drake Starts Over. Julia Whalen should charm in this debut novel about fresh starts in a small town from the host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. From Kate Atkinson, we have Big Sky. Atkinson's P.I. Jackson Brody returns to uncover new secrets, the reader to be announced. From Joan Nesbo, we have Knife. Chill down from the summer heat with some Scandinavian noir. John Lee narrates as Oslo police officer Harry Hola grapples with a murder he put behind bars years ago. From Adrian McKinty, we have The Chain. January Lavoie narrates this new crime novel from McKinty, in which parents of abducted children are forced in turn to abduct another child in order to free their own. It's read by January Lavoie, as I mentioned. From Max Gladstone and Amal El Motar, This Is How You Lose the Time War. Two agents who travel in time and fight on opposite sides of a war find themselves falling in love. Reader to be announced. From Jasmine Guillory, we have The Wedding Party. A couple has chemistry, but nothing else in common. Or do they? Fans won't want to miss this follow-up to Guillory's romances, The Wedding Date and The Proposal. The reader to be announced. Daniel Silva has a new book called The New Girl. Israeli intelligence chief Gabriel Allon searches for a mysterious girl kidnapped from an exclusive private school, an act that has international consequences. It's read by George Guidel. And finally, from Colson Whitehead, we have The Nickel Boys. Whitehead's new novel follows the fates of two boys who are sent to a horrific reform school during the civil rights era. It's read by J.D. Jackson and Colson Whitehead. Okay, back to our reviews. We have time for a couple of more reviews in literary fiction. We have The River by Peter Heller, read by Mark Deakins. Narrator Mark Deakins and author Peter Heller are an audiobook lover's dream. In this suspenseful novel, a late summer canoe trip in Canada goes horribly wrong for two college friends, despite their being well-prepared and lifelong outdoorsmen. Early in the audiobook, Deakins sets a light tone and easy pace, matching Wynne and Jack's comfortable friendship and their obvious passion for nature, camping, and fly fishing. Later, as the forest fire grows closer and other canoe groups display puzzling behavior, Deakins builds a foreboding atmosphere, adding tension, uncertainty, and fear to the men's voices and thoughts. Throughout, he enhances the narrative with an underlayer of subtle drama. Like making the perfect cast to a rising trout, Deacon's performance entices listeners, and they can't resist the bait. Candace Levy wrote that review of The River by Peter Heller. It's an Earphones winner read by Mark Deacon's, and it's available from Random House Audio for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening. And finally today, we have The Peacock Feast. It's by Lisa Gornick, and it's read by Tavia Gilbert, and it's an Earphones winner. Listeners will be fully engaged with Tavia Gilbert's sublime narration, which appreciably enhances this multi-generational story. At 101 years old, Prudence, the daughter of a gardener at Laurelton Hall, Louis Tiffany's mansion, first meets her grandniece Grace as they talk the history of their entire family and of the times in which they lived unfolds. Gilbert expertly portrays Prudence's formality and slight hesitations in speech, and Grace's quietly confident and compassionate tone. She does a remarkable job depicting every character, male and female, young and old, with believable accents when warranted. Issues of mortality and art, the exquisitely rendered details of early 20th century society with its patriarchal tone and overt class prejudices are memorably portrayed in this poignant audiobook. Michelle Ritholtz wrote that review of The Peacock Feast. It's written by Lisa Gornick, and it's an Earphones winner read by Tavia Gilbert. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have a special narrator interview, 5 questions for Mark Bramhall. We'll follow that with reviews in history and biography, including a review of Sandra Day O'Connor's biography, First, written by Evan Thomas. It's an Earphones winner read by Kirsten Potter. We also have a review of Stony the Road, Reconstruction, White Supremacy, and the Rise of Jim Crow, written by Henry Louis Gates Jr. and read by Dominic Hoffman. So until then, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.